Okay, before we start back to where we left off yesterday, it's interesting, he's saying, but the truth is, Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say L'davar Hashem Eri at Mincha, they say it after Ma'ariv. Okay, so they say it in Shachris and in Arvitz at Ma'ariv. In Chabad we say it at Mincha instead of at Ma'ariv because according to Kabbalah you don't say Torah Shebiksav at night. You don't say Tillim at night. You don't say Torah Shebiksav at night or written Torah. So therefore, because of Dara Shemeri is Tillim, so we say it Mincha rather than at the time of Arvis. The same thing even got forbidden in a mourner's house. Many people had the Kapitul Mem test, you know, the 49th that they had in a mourner's house. So most people do it Shachas after Ma'ariv. In Chabad we do it by Mincha again for the same reason. Because according to Kabbalah, you're not supposed to say Tillim or Torah Shebiksav at night. But I promise you that if somebody has a choice of reading Tillim at night, they're going to the movies, they should definitely say Tillim at night. I'm sure Kabbalah would not have a problem with that. But the best thing is, okay. And going back to where we left off yesterday. Last day we were learning the dinim of squeezing, extracting schita, extracting liquid. We said basically on Shabbos, to understand Yom Tov, we first need to understand what's the dinim of Shabbos. So you're allowed to squeeze. There's three categories. There's olives and grapes, and then you have berries or all the other things that people squeeze for Jews. There's oranges, lemons, grapefruits, all the things that apply today. And then you have those things that are never squeezed for Jews, like watermelon, so that's no problem with squeezing. Grapes and olives are biblically forbidden to squeeze for liquid. According to many opinions, you can't even squeeze it onto food. You could, but according to other people, you can't squeeze it onto food because it's biblical squeezing. And then you have, which applies mostly to what we do, squeezing lemons, squeezing oranges, squeezing grapefruits. So all those things are forbidden on Shabbos. Now, what happens if somebody who learned wants to put lemon into the tea, and they want to squeeze the lemon onto the tea, so you can't do that. You can only squeeze a lemon onto food. So if you have fish, gefilte fish, salmon, whatever. You want to squeeze some lemon over the fish. Or you want to squeeze lemon into the salad. So because it's going into a food, it doesn't have a din of a drink, it has a din of a food. And therefore we learned that you'd be allowed to do it. What?
If I'm going to squeeze out a food for the sake of the liquid, am I allowed to do that?
Speak English.
Like let's say I have tea, I want to put lemon in my tea. But instead of doing that, I can't do that. So I put like a piece of lettuce, squeeze all the lemon onto the lettuce, and I take all the juice that flowed from on top of the lettuce and pour it into my tea.
That's worse than the cheating of putting the lemon into the sugar and then putting the sugar into the tea. What are you squeezing it for? Between you and God, I mean.
I understand, but technically speaking,
we're talking about squeezing a lemon onto fish. You're doing it to make the fish taste better. You're not doing it to get the lemon and pour it into your tea. Yeah, you're eating, I'm saying. But to squeeze a lemon into a lettuce, and then, by the way, even if you put the whole lettuce into the tea, we'd also not be allowed to. Because you're not squeezing it for the lettuce, come on. You're squeezing it for the tea, so it's mamish squeezing for the tea. Or if you squeeze it into an empty container for lemonade, right? Take a lemon, it's very concentrate. You squeeze it into a glass, and then you're going to add water. You're not allowed to do it either, because you can only squeeze it onto food. Or, if, like we said, there are certain vegetables that they had a lot of vinegar in it to preserve it. And now you can't eat the vegetable like that. You want to squeeze the liquid out of the vegetable to be able to eat the vegetable. So then you're not squeezing liquid out. Then you're enhancing the food. So then it would be allowed. So what you're allowed to do, what happens if the easiest thing is lemon juice. But you're allowed to slice a lemon and put it into the tea. That you could do. But then you can't take with the spoon and squeeze a lemon against the wall of the tea, of the glass, to get lemon. But there's another issue involved with lemon and tea. That's called cooking. If you have a hot tea, then if it's a kli shlishi, meaning the third vessel, that means you pour it from a kettle into a glass, into another glass, and then you have your tea, then you could add a slice of lemon without any problem, because a klishlishi can't cook. But a lemon could become cooked in a klisheni, and therefore you'd have a problem putting it. So then there's a different problem of cooking. You're cooking the lemon if the tea is very hot. If you have iced tea, then it's, you know, it's not a problem. You can take a slice of lemon and put it in there. Okay, next. Okay, so that is as far as what's it called? Shabbos. The same thing really applies to Yom Tov, because these are all things that could have been done before Yom Tov. So all these things are applying to Yom Tov basically also, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to do it either. Okay, next. Next dinim over here. What? Okay, so we learned that you could, like yesterday we discussed, you cut an orange into four, right? And then you suck, take a quarter, right, and suck it out. That you could do. But you can't squeeze it into your mouth. Because then again, you're squeezing it for juice. This is called the way of eating. When you suck, but even we learned yesterday, Tekke, if you're eating a grapefruit, you can't take the spoon and squeeze the grapefruit to get the juice and then eat the spoonful of juice.
Persian, they take pomegranate, they squeeze it, and then they take the juice. Okay, can't do that?
No, you can't do that, because then you're squeezing juice.
But if that's someone's legitimate derech achila, right? Like when they just squeeze the juice.
You're still squeezing. Somebody can have a way of cooking, a way derech achila, by cooking. I mean, it doesn't mean you can cook. Derech achila helps. For instance, we're going to come now to Beirut, sorting, selecting. And Shabbos, he can't select. In order to understand Yom Tov, what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do, you have to first understand the way it works by Shabbos. So we learned this dinim a while ago when we were learning Hilchos Shabbos. But just very briefly, selection means taking the bad from the good. That's the definition of selection, which is sorting, really. Or Beirut is selecting, sorting, different English words for it. It's all the same thing. You can't separate good, bad from good. Okay? Even good from bad, you're only allowed to separate under certain conditions. Now, another very important rule of sorting and selecting good from bad is a few things. Number one, it applies not only to food. You can't select good from bad or bad from good, not only in food, but in other things, in anything. To give you a simple example, okay, first let me just say the din. Selecting, okay, back. What is the definition of good and bad? Good and bad is not what we call good and bad. In halacha, by beder, by selecting, beder means what you want is good, what you don't want is bad. That's the only definition of good or bad. It's nobody else's decision except your own. What you want is good, what you don't want is bad. Okay? Now, even selecting good from bad could only be done right before you want to use it. Okay? You can only do it right before you want to lose it, or use it. So, for instance, we learned all these dinim a while ago when we learned Beirut. What happens, the mother wants to sleep in, and she's going to give you the children's clothing Friday night, that when the kids get up Shabbos morning, the father will dress them. Okay, it happens. In the doghouse, it happens. So now, so let's say you have a little girl, and she has a closet with five dresses hanging on hangers in the closet. So Friday night, after the meal, the wife goes into the closet and takes one of the dresses that she wants the kid to wear the next day. Okay? So, halachically, the dress she wants is good. The dress that she doesn't want is bad. That's what halacha definition of beder, good and bad. It doesn't mean bad and good. The other dress could be more expensive. It could be nicer. It doesn't matter. What I want right now is good. What I don't want right now is bad. So if the mother is going to take a dress out from five dresses, select a dress and put it away to dress the kid in the morning, is forbidden on Shabbos. Why? Because selecting good from bad is only allowed immediately prior to the time you need it. Here they're doing it Friday night for Shabbos morning. That's not immediate use. If you do it Shabbos morning, a half an hour before you're getting dressed, you know, you're going to select a dress, so then you're selecting good from bad for immediate use. But if you're going to do it Friday night for Shabbos morning, then you wouldn't be allowed to. Okay, so now, the Lacha Beder selection on Shabbos is anytime there's a mixture of stuff and you separate them, that's called Beder. Okay, it's a, what?
So if you have five sets of clothing, all right, hanging, and you move one over to take one because you want that one, then you say, no, I'll move one over this way and I'll take this one. Is that
you mean right before you want to use it?
Yes.
Yeah, because right now you thought I want this one. But, I mean, we're going to get that. There's a lot of dinner with Beder. If somebody has 20 white shirts, all exactly the same, or somebody has a drawer full of black socks that they're all the same, yeah? Used to be that way. Now every perk, psychedelic colors and whatever. But when the world was normal, people wore black socks. So then, because they're all the same, there's no selecting. Selecting is when you select one thing from something different. So let's say you have a drawer of all the same black socks, and you just Friday night want to pick one for Shabbos morning, that's fine, because you're not selecting. They're all the same. Or if somebody has white shirts, just a bunch of regular, the same white shirts, and you pick one from the next, that's not selection. So that you can even do Friday night for Shabbos day. That's not a problem. But when things are different things, and you're selecting one from the next, so what you want, you can only select immediately prior to the time you want to do it. What?
What if the socks are a better quality? They're all black, but this one's...
It doesn't matter. If this is what you want, is what you want. You mean if it's called all the same?
Yeah.
No, if they're different socks, then they're not the same. This is more comfortable, less comfortable, thicker, thinner, but we're talking if they're all exactly the same. So then there's no better at all.
Same thing with the white shirts.
Yeah.
Best thing to do is put your stuff out Friday afternoon.
No, just take it in the morning.
Yeah, or take it in the morning. But sometimes, I'll give you another example. You need a sefer for Shabbos morning. Yeah, you need a sefer for Shabbos morning. But you have guests sleeping in that room, and you don't want to go into the room Shabbos morning to take out the Gemara you want or the Mimer you want or whatever. Yeah? So Friday night, you cannot take a book from a bookshelf that has a lot of similar books on it, but this volume you want, this volume you don't want, you can't take out a book Friday night for Shabbos morning. What you could do is when you take it out, you'll learn a little bit of it. Then you read because then you wanted it for immediate use. Then you're using it now. But you're just going to take out the book and not look at it and use it Shabbos morning. So halachically, there's a problem. Or I'll give you an example. What happens if you have, foods that are mixed together? And, oh, I'll give you an example. Okay.
Not mix.
No, I'll give you an example. You serve a kid a bowl of soup. And in the soup, there's carrots or whatever it is. And then you look and say, I don't want the carrot. And they refuse to eat the soup because the soup is poisoned with the carrot, it's treif, it's mamish, impossible to eat. So now, normally what do you do during the week? Okay, then you take out the carrot from the soup, big deal. But here you can't do that on Shabbos. Because then you're selecting bad, because by the kid is bad, and he's selecting bad from good. Unless what you need to do, whether it's the mothers or the fathers, so what they'll do is, that what you're allowed to do is, take out the carrot and eat it yourself. So then you're taking out good, you're taking out what you want, not what you don't want. But just to take out the carrot from the soup, because the kid doesn't like it, or there's meat and potatoes, let's say, a cholent. Okay, give me an example of a cholent. Yeah, a cholent is a mixed food. All of a sudden you serve a kid to play the cholent, and all of a sudden the kid doesn't want the meat and the cholent. He doesn't want the meat. And he starts screaming, he's not eating the cholent. Okay? So it's not because nefesh, it's not that he's, God forbid, going to die from malnutrition, that he's not eating the chon. But the bottom line is the kid says, I'm not eating the meat. So then you can't take out the meat, or the beans, or whatever it is. You can't take it out because, again, that's what the kid doesn't want. The only hatred is for somebody to take it out and eat it. What?
You are allowed to take good from bad. That's taking, or you can push away the bad and take the good?
No, you have to take the good. You're pushing away the bad, you're separating the bad.
Like the shirt and all, they stick together, you can't do that, yeah?
No. You have to take what you want and not push out what you don't want. Huh? Bad is good for you. Bad could be, that's why he said, bad is bad for the person that's doing the selection.
What he doesn't like,
yeah,
I love it.
How do you know?
Oh, no, because I see what he eats. And then he said, I don't like this because it's bad. But I know it. I love it. So he gave it to me.
You love it?
Yes.
Is that what you, what, like, give me an example. What, like?
Not everything.
What does he love? What do you love?
Doesn't matter.
Chicken.
About the bed and the,
you know what they say? You love chicken. Is that what you do to something you love? You chop it up and you cook it in boiling hot water. That's what you do to something you love?
No.
Okay.
On the plate.